الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected Hufaz, elders, friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Undoubtedly, all praise, all gratitude, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah who is our soul sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher, the one who looks after us, and the one who sees to all our needs. Choices, salutations, durood upon our noble master, Nabiya Kareem, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. In the hadith I've recited before you, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. That Islam is based on five fundamental pillars. With any one of these pillars not being there, Islam will not remain. Number one, shahadati an la ilaha illallah. To bear witness and to testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then obviously to bring this reality within our lives. That everything we see, everything out there is only under the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. That not a single leaf falls from the tree without the knowledge of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part to this, وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. The establishment of salah. We'll see the hadith does not say to perform salah or to read salah. It says the establishment of salah. Meaning that our lives need to revolve around salah. Salah is the core. We need to adapt to salah. The first thing we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah is about our salah. If our salah is correct, then the other aspects of deen will be correct. Number three, wa ita is zakah. The discharging and the giving out of the zakah. Number four, وَصَوْمِ Ramadan, to fast in the month of Ramadan. And number five, وَالْحَجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ إِسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, to perform the pilgrimage of Hajj at least once in a lifetime for that person who has the means and that person who can afford it. And today I would like to touch upon the third fundamental pillar of Islam, and that is وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, the discharging and giving out of our zakah. We see, where did zakah become fard? When did zakah become fard on the ummah? Ulama say it was the first year after Hijri. We know that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after receiving Nubuwwat, stayed in Makkah Mukarrama for 13 years. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslimin were persecuted, and a lot of oppression were made upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within the life of Makkah Mukarrama, the 13 years. And then the command to move from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara to make Hijrah came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Madinatul Munawwara, that was the first year after Hijri, and that is when zakat became fard and obligatory upon the ummah. And we find in the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how was zakat collected and discharged? What would happen is, and even in today, if there is a true Islamic state, zakat would be given in this manner, that I'll give the example of Madinatul Munawwara. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was obviously in charge of Madinatul Munawwara. At that time, the Islamic state was Madinatul Munawwara. The state would have certain people working under the state called the Amilin. Those people would go once a year to all the businessmen living within the state, and they would evaluate the businessmen. And they would tell those particular businessmen that you owe so much zakat, you owe so much zakat, your zakat is so much. Then they would collect the zakat from those people, take it back to the Baytul Mal, and then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would discharge the zakat the way it ought to be discharged. And in this manner, they would have a record of all those people who have given zakat. So if there was anyone trying to hide from zakat and not give zakat, then they had a list of these particular people. And we find that when it comes to giving out zakat, generally there is some sort of shortcoming from our side, especially in today's time. We see that it was in the 11th year after Hijri, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam left this world. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed on. It was the saddest time in Madinatul Munawwara. Immediately Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa of the Muslimin and the Amir of the Mu'minin at that time. From amongst the people of Medina, a group of people came to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and said, "Now we will stop giving zakat. We do not want to give zakat anymore." They were of the opinion and they felt that zakat was only eligible in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On hearing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became extremely upset and wanted to start a war with these people. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu comes and says, "Oh Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the morale of the Sahaba is very low. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just passed on. Medina Munawwara is gloomy. And you want to start a war at this time." Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu immediately told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that, "Oh Umar, listen to me very carefully. If anybody comes from the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they deny giving even something so small and insignificant like a rope or a lace in zakat, then immediately I declare jihad with those people." And that is why it is incumbent upon us to have the love of each and every sahabi radiallahu anhum. It is through their effort and their barakah that we have the true deen and we have the deen that we have today. So, we should never ever look upon zakat as a burden upon us, and that we are, it's like we're paying a tax. No, we need to, each and every one of us need to create a mindset that each and every one of us sitting here are slaves. We are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we create this mindset, then we will see it will become very easy for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will find sweetness and enjoyment in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will want to be giving zakat because we will say, "Ya Allah, you have given us this wealth, Ya Allah." Remember that the wealth that we have is an amanat in our hands. It does not belong to us. Ultimately, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to spend it the way Allah has commanded us to spend it. So when we create this mindset that we are the slaves of Allah, then when we spend in the path of Allah, we will feel the enjoyment that, "Ya Allah, I am your slave, Ya Allah. I am only spending for your pleasure, Ya Allah." That realization will come into us. And we should never ever let our intellect overtake Sharia. Hakim al-Ummah rahmatullah alayhi used to say, "I never ever let my emotions overtake my intellect, and I never ever let my intellect overtake the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Allah says in the Quran, "Yamhaqu Allahu ar-riba wa yurbi as-sadaqat," that those people who take usury and interest, I will decrease them in their wealth. If we use our logic, we will say, our bank balance is getting high. We're getting more money. Allah says in the Quran, "I will decrease them in their wealth." وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And on the other side, those people who spend and give out sadaqah, give out their zakat, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will most definitely increase them in their wealth. So never ever use our intellect when it comes to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we submit happily to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Islam abhors and does not like a person to accumulate an abundant amount of wealth without spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah says in the Quran, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe and destruction be upon those who make a mockery. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. That those people who accumulate and count an abundant amount of wealth and they do not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. Do they really think that their wealth will make them live forever? Kalla, never, nay, layumbadhanna fil hutama. The time is drawing near when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will flung those people into the fire of Jahannam who did not spend their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way they ought to spend it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So we need to bring this reality within our lives. And we see how much is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually asking from us. From 100 rand, Allah is asking for 2 rand 50. That's what Allah is asking from us. 2.5% of our wealth, that is it. The rest, 97 rand 50, is yours. Allah has destined that 2 rand 50 you will give to charity as per my command. So very quickly, I'd like to run through some of the masail and the injunctions regarding zakat. You see, what is zakat? Zakat means to take out a certain portion of our wealth, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined, and to give it to those people who Allah has destined within the Quran Kareem. What makes one eligible of giving zakat? That is, if one has, over and above one's immediate needs and necessities, one has the nisab amount, and a whole year passes on that nisab amount, then zakat becomes obligatory upon that person. I checked roughly, the nisab amount today is about 10,500 rand. So if one has 10,500 rand, over and above his immediate necessities, and a whole year passes upon that, then he will have to give zakat on that money. Who can we give zakat to? There are many different categories in the Quran Kareem, up to 7 categories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a particular ayah. But to summarize it, a person who is not wealthy and does not have the nisab amount and does not have enough money to look after his immediate needs, that is a person that we can give our zakat to, on condition that he is a Muslim. Also a person who is in severe debt, and his debt is far outweighing the money that he has in possession, then too you can give zakat to that particular person. Very important point, that when we work out our zakat, we use the lunar calendar. We cannot use the Gregorian calendar and say, for example, I will give my zakat on the 20th of February every year. Because after 33 odd years, we will miss a whole year, and we will be answerable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that. So it's very important that we stipulate an Islamic date when it comes to the discharge of our zakah. For example, a person, generally people use Ramadan, so the 15th of Ramadan, the 17th of Ramadan, we use an Islamic, we discharge our zakah on that particular date. Very important to know that if a person, for example, his date is the 15th of Ramadan, it does not mean that every single wealth of his has to be in his possession for a whole year. For example, if he has the nisab amount, he knows that on the 15th of Ramadan, he pays his zakat every year. If some money comes in on the 13th of Ramadan or the 14th of Ramadan, that money, even though it was only his possession for 2 or 3 days, it will have to be added to that wealth which he has already, and then 2.5% will be worked out upon that, and then zakat will be given out accordingly. Sometimes it becomes very difficult to give out our zakat on one single day, because sometimes it's a large sum of money, and to give it out on one day is very difficult. So zakat can be given out in installments, so to say. You can give zakat in advance. Very important that we don't give zakat late or after the date, rather we give zakat before the time. For example, if our date is 15th of Ramadan, come Rajab, we start giving out our zakat, come Sha'ban, we give out our zakat. Then when our date of zakat comes, we work out how much zakat we have to give for that particular year, and we minus the amount that we've given out already. And then we discharge the rest. And we see what wealth is zakat what wealth is zakat obligatory upon. Zakat is not obligatory upon the cars that we drive, the home that we stay in. If a person has property, zakat is not obligatory on property. Yes, if a person is collecting rent for this particular property, then zakat will be obligatory upon the rent of the property. But actual properties, zakat does not have to be given on property. Zakat will have to be given if our mothers and sisters have jewelry. Zakat will have to be given on that. Zakat will have to be given on some wealth that we have saved up. Zakat will have to be given on that. Our trading stock, very important. Whatever sort of business we are in, all our trading stock, zakat will have to be given upon that. And that the fatwa is given on the selling price or on the market value, not on the price that we bought it, not on the cost of our stock. And a very sad hila that people are using nowadays, we should be very wary of this, that some people, for example, a person might have a large amount of money, then 3 or 4 months before his zakat date comes, he takes his money and he gives it to a particular family member of his. And then 3 or 4 months after that, that particular family member gives it back to him. Do we think we are playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we ever see barakah in our life if we are treating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner? We need to realize that we are, like I said, we need to create this mindset that we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And extreme warnings in the hadith have been given with regards to those people who do not give out their zakat correctly. Our wealth will come on the day of Qiyamah for those people who did not give out their zakah as a very, very scary merchant, a scary scorpion, and will chuck those people into the fire of Jahannam who did not pay their zakat out. So we should be very wary of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause droughts in those areas where people did not give out their zakat. And it's very important, some of us might not know. If a person is a farmer, for example, then his zakat is not 2.5%. If he's a farmer, he's farming crops, and he's irrigating his crops himself, then zakat is 5%. If he's a farmer, he's farming crops, and his crops are being irrigated by means of rain, then his zakat is 10% on that. If a person is mining, the zakat goes on mining. So it's very important that we know where we stand, what type of business we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in this country. We have an abundance of ulama. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Allah has commanded us that if we are not sure, it is incumbent upon us that we ask on the day of Qiyamah. We cannot use the excuse to Allah that we did not know we had to give this amount of zakat or that amount of zakat. Also, if a person had borrowed someone money, then it is important that you write it down, and when your date of zakat comes, you need to give out zakat on that money. If a person's debt exceeds the amount that he has, then a person obviously does not pay a zakat on that. But the underlying factor is, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. We never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person did not give out their zakat correctly over the past few years, then it is never too late. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that slave. Again, slave, the mindset of being a slave of Allah. Allah loves that slave who turns to Him and comes to Him in repentance more than a mother. Allah is more happy when a slave comes to Him in repentance more than a mother is after she finds her lost baby. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq. I'm not better than anyone here. Allah subhanahu is just a reminder for us. Allah grant us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said and fulfill this very important injunction of zakat correctly. And if we are not sure, we take and we ask from the ulama. أقول قولي هذا إن صوابا فمن الله وإن خطأ فمن نفسي والشيطان وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
We say Jazakumullah to Mufti Yusha for that informative advices pertaining to our zakah. Inshallah, Allah grant us the ability and the understanding to put into practice, inshallah. And like he so rightly said, if we are not sure, inshallah, with any alim or learned person that we have ta'alluq with, we have a relationship, we can always find out with regard to the different masail pertaining to zakah, inshallah. We'd also like to take the opportunity to thank one and all that contributed so generously last week. To the Omonde, the brothers have expressed their gratitude, and they said, each and everyone, alhamdulillah, we have such a beautiful congregation. Whenever there is a need and we ask, brothers are most willing to contribute, alhamdulillah. And like Mufti Saab so beautifully said, that وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ Allah gives increase. Whenever we spend, Allah gives us more. And that is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say, Jazakumullahu ahsanul jaza to one and all that so gratefully and so generously contributed towards the Omonde masjid that inshallah will be erected very shortly inshallah. Our today's contribution will be for our own inshallah, for our masjid, for our madrasa, and for the various activities that take place here inshallah. We once again make a humble appeal to the brothers to donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant increase and barakah in your wealth inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to favor us with his blessings and his ni'mat. Amin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah, hayya 'ala s-salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أسعد وأشقى وأمات وأحيا وأضحك وأبكى وأوجد وأفنى وأفقر وأغنى وأضر وأقنى ثم خصص بعض عباده باليسر والغنى ثم جعل الزكاة للدين أساسا ومبنى وبين أن بفضله تزكى من عباده من تزكى ومن غناه زكى ماله من زكى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله هو المصطفى وسيد الورى وشمس الهدى صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه المخصوصين بالعلم والتقى أما بعد فإن الله تعالى جعل الزكاة إحدى مباني الإسلام وأردف بذكرها الصلاة التي هي أعلى الأعلام فقال تعالى وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وشدد الوعيد على المقصرين فيها فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من آتاه الله مالا ولم يؤد زكاته مثل له ماله يوم القيامة شجاعا أقرع له زبيبتان يطوقه يوم القيامة ثم يأخذ بلهزمتيه ثم يقول أنا مالك أنا كنزك ثم تلا ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم إلى آخر الآية وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لرجل تخرج الزكاة من مالك فإنها طهرة تطهرك وتصل أقربائك وتعرف حق المسكين والجار والسائل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رب الرؤوف الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم اجعل شرائف صلواتك ونوامي بركاتك ورأفة تحننك على أكرم الخلق سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن الصديق والفاروق وعن ذي النورين وأبي السبطين اللهم وعن البضعة الشريفة وخديجة الكبرى اللهم وعن حبيبة سيد المرسلين وسائر أمهات المؤمنين وبقية العشرة والعترة وأهل بدر وأحد والذين بايعوا نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم تحت الشجرة اللهم وعن المهاجرين والأنصار وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان وعن سائر الصحابة الأخيار والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم القرار وعنا معهم برحمتك وجودك يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان خاصة في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي بلاد الشام اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين اللهم عليك بأعداء الإسلام فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. فقوموا لله قانتين. Please straighten the shoulder to shoulder with the heels in a straight line. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك في هذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اجعل هذا البلد وسائر بلاد المسلمين بلدا آمنا مطمئنا رخاء سخاء يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله